because it takes calories to burn calories. Uh-huh. And most people's misconception that if they're eating three meals a day, let's lessen the amount of calories coming, we'll lose weight. So they go down to two meals a day or maybe one meal a day, and guess what happens?
The reverse of what they're looking for.
They don't lose the weight.
They can't lose weight. So many people say, I hardly eat at all and I can't lose weight. I keep gaining weight. And that's one of, I think, the major misconceptions about weight loss that I have to somehow teach people to overcome. And I assume you're getting to it. The body knows when it's not getting meals that it may not get another one. And it has this sense of preservation. It's trying to prevent itself from starving. So it puts in motion a biochemical action that slows down its metabolic rate. So all of the calories you're consuming then is converted to fat and stored for later use when you might need it as a source of energy.
Oh, that's totally correct. And a lot of people don't know this because of that. See, we can eat, we can go without food for months because, I mean, not that we want to do that, but
right.
The body is able to do that through the fat storages, as you were saying. But we can't go without water more than 1 or 2 days.
Right.
I'll say 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But it puts your body into that with a fight or flight syndrome,
right,
where it's called self-preservation, mm-hmm, like you were saying. So by increasing the metabolic rate through giving more frequent meals through the day, but it's got to be the chosen foods. It's got to be like the steamed veggies, the grains, like the brown rice, the millet, the barley, the corn, mm-hmm, the wheat. Chicken breasts, if people eat chicken out there, I mean, I'm sure there's true vegans or vegetarian people that would not, you know, endorse a diet like that. But I'm talking generally speaking.
So there, we have to eat, but if we eat the wrong foods, I mean, that's going to cause, obviously, fat gain. Most everybody is associating all their fat problems to just fats. How about white bread and other refined flours? Do those... What have you found in your working with people? Is that a problem as much as fats? You have to eliminate those? Or
no, not as much as a problem, but if they can make their diet more cleaner by having more whole grain products, whether it's in breads or in various products, the absorption is greater.
Or on other programs where they've actually lost muscle and not body fat, and they thought they were losing weight, or they lose water, and they think they're losing fat, but they're actually just losing water. And those are certainly undesirable. What you want to lose is body fat. So this program, because it has the education, you're teaching people the threefold aspects. There's some form that helps stimulate metabolism, the nutritional supplements, and then there is the exercise program that they teach you how to do in the manual. And then there is the appropriate types of foods to eat.